Welcome to the Max Living Podcast.
We're here to help you live your life to its fullest potential by taking control of your health, identifying the cause of common health challenges, and removing interference. Whether your health journey has had its ups and downs, you're looking for natural answers to common health questions, or you're an advocate for health freedom, come and join us.
Let's align your health.
Hey, everybody. This is another episode of the Max Living Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ryan Berlin with Ashley Berlin. And we are excited this week to be talking about health in this holiday season, the season of giving. What are you giving yourself this holiday season?
Yes.
How are you going into this season? Are you going to come out healthy on the other side? What are you gifting people? Is there a possibility that you could actually gift others better health? And could you gift yourself better health? We're going to talk about that and just talk about some great ideas when it comes to maintaining, keeping our health and gifting it to others this season.
That's amazing. I was thinking about this earlier. There's this principle in Stoicism, the Stoic principle, the idea that you have to think about your own mortality on a daily basis. And for somebody like me, for my personality, that sounds awful. I do not want to think about that at all. But it's been a practice that I wouldn't say that I do it on a daily basis, but it's something that I've adopted. And this idea of thinking about your own mortality, what is the end of your life going to look like? And listen, we're not going to spend the entire episode. This could definitely be a future podcast. We won't spend the entire episode down this road, but there is something about thinking about what the end of your life is going to look like. And the best time to do something about that is not 2 weeks before the end of your life, or a year before the end of your life, or when you start developing problems. The best time to really think about that and to think, what are the decisions that I'm making today and how are they going to affect that in the long term? Because everything you're doing today, there's a cost-benefit analysis to everything you're doing. So what is that going to look like? And what are those choices going to do for me in the long term?
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing about this is when we're thinking about giving and you're thinking about giving a gift, I mean, you can give somebody a fruitcake and it'll last. I mean, maybe it'll last forever because they won't eat it and they'll throw it away and it'll just
sit there. It.
Right. Maybe they'll re-gift it and that'll be a gift that actually lasts forever. But there's gifts that really aren't going to last forever. Right. And there's gifts that'll last for a season and there's gifts that'll last for maybe a few months or maybe a few years. But your health, giving the gift of health, whether that's to yourself, whether it's to a family member, a child, a spouse, a grandparent, a parent, anything in that spectrum, this is a gift that can literally last forever. And it is something that it can last literally until the day that you die. It can help you extend your life in terms of years. And it's something that it's really not like when we're in this season, sometimes it isn't first of mine, but it's really a beautiful thing to think about.
Yeah. I love that. I love the idea of starting with the end in mind, right? Like nobody gets out alive, you know?
Right.
So the whole Stoicism thing is, you know, start with your death and work backwards. Like what would you want your life to look like and kind of paint that picture. So let's like not death, but like losing your health.
Yes.
Right. Start with the idea of losing your health and then working backwards going, how would I prevent that to happen? Again, I don't think we need to stand here for a long period of time, but I think this is really interesting. That
you don't have to tell me twice. I won't talk about death for more than 3 minutes.
Virgil said the greatest wealth is health.
Yes.
And then Gandhi said it is health that is real wealth, not pieces of silver and gold.
Yes.
So in this season, we're talking about decking the halls with, you know, or whatever it is.
Halls of holly?
And silver and gold.
Yeah, I don't know.
Truth be told, Ashley and I have never observed Christmas, so we just got to get that out there. However, we do believe in giving. We do believe in Jesus, and we do believe in, you know, the heart behind the season.
Absolutely.
So,
but we're probably going to get the carols wrong.
We're probably, yeah. So here's the most interesting thing about this idea of starting with, you know, sickness in mind is that a lot of times we don't value our health until we lose it.
Yep.
And it's arguably the most valuable thing we have because it's hard to, this was an anonymous quote I found that said, you can't enjoy wealth if you're not in good health.
Right.
So when we're talking about giving, right, whether it's financially or whether it's gifts or whether we're trying to bring joy to somebody,
yes,
it's hard for them to have joy with a thing if they don't have their health.
Right, right.
And so, you know, we were just talking today about a couple of the stories about people who had gifted either themselves or a family member or a loved one, gifted them health, even in our own office. So one example of this was just the other day, a lady came in and we do functional metabolic testing. So we test blood and urine to see all of these different biomarkers that really make modern day blood work in your doctor's office look pretty archaic, is that we're able to look at all these pathways before disease ever really develops. And we can see where there's dysfunction occurring and help people correct these things. So some of these stories, people, their entire metabolism shifts, that they lose weight they've never been able to lose, that their blood pressure comes down for the first time, or their immune system gets so strong that it's the first year they don't have allergies, or like really crazy stories. And so this lady came in and she is not in good health. In fact, she's having a condition so severe that she produces like excessive amounts of, this is gross, but phlegm.
Yeah.
To the point where it makes her actually get sick, like and vomit.
Right.
And she wants to get to the bottom of this health issue, but every doctor thinks she's crazy.
Oh, dear.
And so she sat down with our metabolics coach and, you know, went over pricing and all that. And she said, this is great. My husband asked me what I wanted for Christmas. I'm going to tell him that I want this for Christmas. I want to do this testing and I want to start a protocol with you guys.
Yes.
And I just thought that was so awesome that she valued her health that much that she wants better health for Christmas.
Yes. I mean, what a gift. And like, and here's the interesting thing. If the idea of better health, of giving somebody better health for Christmas seems intangible, like it seems like, well, you can't give that, right? Like you, like people either have health or they don't, or maybe in your mind, you don't see health as something that you can control.
Yeah.
Maybe you see health as like the doctor's office or the hospital owns health and you have to go there and submit yourself to them and then try to get health from them. Right.
Yeah.
And I'm here to challenge that. Like we're here to challenge that thinking. We're here to really try to undo years of learning that sort of paradox of like what health looks like, right?
Yeah.
That there's, you've been lied to. There's this lie that's been told to you, that's been sold to you, that you don't own health, that it's not yours, that it's out there, that it's nothing that you can control or hold on to. And you have to like abdicate your authority of what your health looks like to someone else, to a doctor, to a hospital, to a other facility. And that whatever they give you is what you're just going to get. And hopefully it's all going to work out. And I'm here to really like challenge that thinking that you can own health, that your health is yours, that you are the person with that responsibility. You have that charge. You have everything inside of you. It's such an interesting principle. One of the biggest gifts that chiropractic taught me ever was that I learned that all the wisdom and scientists in the world cannot make a single cell from scratch, but the intelligence within the body makes millions of them per second. So every single second, your body is creating cells from scratch. And that is just the tip of the iceberg of how amazing your body is. So let's talk about harnessing that power and working with a doctor. And there's hundreds of them across the nation, right? In Max Living offices, working with doctors that want to work with you towards your health goals.
Yeah. Another example of, you know, what we encourage people. I love that. I just love the idea of where, like, that's where our patients, that's where you're different is as a patient at Max Living Office, you understand where health comes from and you understand principles that others don't. And so because of that, this is an awesome opportunity, an awesome time that every day patients come into us in our office and they say, man, it's just amazing. Other people don't get it.
Right.
Like they just don't understand. There, you know, there's a society out there being measured in your health by being the well person in a sick society or the wellest person in a sick society. Sometimes that's not the best measurement because you don't like today. What I'm saying is you don't have to be that that healthy to appear well in this society. So like, that's not a good measurement, but when you're under Max Living Care and you're living out this potential and this God-given potential and you realize like, wow, other people just don't get it.
Right.
Like they think I'm talking about going to the chiropractor because I have back pain. And it's like, right. No, my family hasn't been sick in the last 4 years since we started chiropractic care.
Right.
That we give our patients the opportunity to gift people health. So,
yes.
In our office, and this is similar across, all the Max 7 offices, if you ask your doctor, how could I get somebody started in here under care,
yep.
They're going to have solutions for that. One of the things that we decided to do years ago is we decided to say, hey, our normal fee for the first visit to do an exam and x-rays and to get someone to meet your maximum doctor and to do a consultation with them to see if they could help them, the normal fee on that was a couple hundred dollars.
Right.
So what we decided to do is we decided to give our patients an opportunity to gift that and said, hey, if you want to give that visit to somebody else, we'll reduce that fee by half. Right. So for under $100, like we have patients who come in and they want to gift that visit to yes. somebody else yes. that they've been talking to about chiropractic care.
Right.
So we call it, giving the gift of chiropractic.
Absolutely.
There's another thing, and this is something that I just thought of the other day, that everyone we know, like not everyone, ideally, in fact, too many of the people we know have health conditions.
Yes.
Right. And they're, yes. and they're struggling with certain health conditions. And here you are, you're a Max Living patient. You're going to Max Living workshops. You're learning about like inflammation. This next week, we're going to be talking about inflammation. And then, last month we were talking about immunity.
Yes.
And our patients are coming to these workshops and they're learning how to use nutrition and how to use Max Living products to help support their health, right?
Right.
Well,
right.
There's a section on the Max Living website. If you go to the store, there's an area, it's called Perspectives.
Yes.
And so this is a great idea. If you click on Perspectives and you're a Max Living patient and you know you have somebody who's dealing with, let's just say, cholesterol issues or cardiovascular issues, or somebody who has really bad joint health, you can literally go through there like joint health. You can click on joint health and there's an entire downloadable perspective that says, hey, here's how Max Living doctors and offices help people that are having joint related issues. And then there's also recommended supplements. So number one, you could print this out for them. Number two, you could literally purchase those supplements and gift them to somebody and say, hey, I wanted to get you something meaningful this year. And yes. I can't think of anything more meaningful than seeing you healthier.
Right.
And so these products are products that my Max Living office sells. And I just wanted to gift these to you. And then there's a chance that that person then wants to know more about the care you're receiving. People still are coming to us not to get out of back pain, they're coming to get their back healthy again.
Yes.
Right? Yep. They're coming to reduce pain, sure, but how do they do that? By healing.
Yes.
And so they're coming to us to heal better. But once they start healing better from back pain, then it's interesting. They start healing from these other things, and it doesn't take long before they find out that their Max Living doctor is their doctor for health and for healing. And so when we talk about this, like it might sound silly that we're saying like giving the gift of health, but like there are people out there who don't understand that, they can have a doctor who helps them, coaches them, leads them in their lifestyle, and also has like a whole protocol right. for getting them healthy and healing.
Right.
And I can't think of a better thing that you'd want for your loved ones, your friends, your family. And so when you're giving out gifts this year, I think that's a great, we've actually had patients come into our office and say, hey, I want to get my, brother, my right. aunt, somebody right. in here. And right. they're not even talking about paying for their first visit. They're like, I want to take care of their care. We have right. we have a gentleman, he's a patient, and he owns a Chick-fil-A in the area. And he has several family members who work for him. And he said, I want to get my father-in-law in here. And he said, no matter what happens, like, don't let him pay for anything. I'll take care of it.
Right.
And so his father-in-law, we brought him through the normal process, whatever. And we went over costs with him and showed him the cost of care, whatever. And he said, man, I'd really like to do this. I don't know if I can do this right now. And I said, the only reason I showed that to you is so that you would understand the value of what your son-in-law is doing. He told me that you're not even allowed to pay for it. That's he amazing. Got tears in his eyes and they started welling up. I'm getting tears in my eyes right now telling the story.
Right.
But he got tears in his eyes and he said, and this is a father-in-law talking about his son-in-law. He was like, man, that kid's the best thing that ever happened to me. Or he said, my daughter marrying that kid's the best thing that ever happened to me. And just knowing that his son-in-law cared enough about him
yes.
to want to change his health and his life, like that was just so profound. And I thought, and now his father-in-law is under care. He's doing excellent.
Yes.
He had numbness and tingling going down both hands into his fingers and was having other health-related issues, and he's turning them all around with chiropractic care. And it's just really phenomenal to know that one person was able to gift someone something that will change not only their health, but change their entire expression of health over the rest of their life.
Absolutely.
So if there was two pathways that this person's going down, they're no longer going down the one pathway that was going to lead to more sickness, more issues over time. Now they're going down an entirely different pathway.
And it's such a beautiful gift. It's so amazing. And when you think about, we have small business owners in our clinic, right, who have chosen to provide their executive teams with care in the clinic. We have small businesses who've provided care for their entire small business team in our office, in the clinic, because they want to see that team get healthier. We had a gentleman who has a small business who provided his entire team with testing so that they could see exactly what was going on in their health and get better and have an established protocol going to the next year so that he could have employees that were living their best, healthiest life going to the next year. The upside of that, his business was more productive going into the next year, right? Because you have healthier people working for you. You have more people around you that are living to their full potential in health. And so it was a win-win really on all sides, but it was an altruistic move on those patients of ours' part. It wasn't so that they could get something out of it, but they ended up getting something out of it as well.
I just had a patient come in a week ago. Her and her sister were pregnant at the same time and they had their babies like 2 weeks apart. It was just a few weeks ago. But I remember at the beginning of her pregnancy, one of the sisters wanted the other sister to get her child under chiropractic care because one of the moms is, they're both under chiropractic care, both moms are. But one of them is like, my kid will never have, you know, this type of intervention.
Right.
They're not going to have vaccines. They're going to get adjusted, whatever. And the other mom's like getting into that.
Right.
She's like, you know, doesn't want her kid to be exposed to vaccines, whatever, but she just hasn't quite crossed that bridge yet with chiropractic.
Right.
And honestly, I think it's actually her husband just doesn't understand.
Sure.
Yeah. And there's, you know, so the one's adamant, my kid's going to be getting adjusted. It's going to be kind of interesting to see if the one doesn't get adjusted, what the two children's health will look like.
Right.
I don't want to see that comparison.
Right.
But the sister recognizing this said, hey, do you still have that Align Your Health, Maximizing Your Pregnancy book?
Yes.
And she said, I want to get that for my sister and I want to get her the Max Living prenatal supplements.
Oh, that's a great gift.
Because she had already read the book and she was on the prenatal supplements and she wanted her sister to have the healthiest pregnancy she could. And she knew that that book was also an opportunity to get her sister understanding chiropractic for the newborn.
That's great.
And so her gift was she went on our website and you can go right in the store and she found the book and the prenatal supplements and sent them to her sister right to her door so that she could start off her pregnancy really well. So just so many neat ways that you can influence people's health during this season. Another one, you know, I'm just coming up with ideas here. Another one is you're going to go to holiday parties.
Yes.
The Align Your Health book and even that the pregnancy book, there are recipes on our website. If you go to maxliving.com, there is a whole section with recipes. And so you can go to that and download recipes. And now you're bringing food that's healthier, that's amazing to these parties. And people are going to go, what is this? Who made this? This is incredible. And you get to share, you know, the idea and the message of it's a Max Living recipe. It's a healthy recipe.
Absolutely.
So you're literally gifting health through the food that you're bringing to parties.
Absolutely. And pro tip, there's a 7-layer dip on that on our blog. And if you want a pro tip of what to bring, I am telling you that one has always hit rave reviews at parties. And so that would be a fantastic one to bring with you. I love the book idea too. I actually bought 10 of those books. And 10 of those pregnancy books. And throughout the year, anytime I'm invited to a baby shower, part of my present for the mom is, you know, whatever baby shower gift I'm bringing. But I also give them that book along with the card so that they can have just a little something extra that they weren't expecting. That's like, hey, mom, this is for you. And this is really going to help you out. And so phenomenal. Ryan Berlin is known as one of the best gift givers on the planet. It is a title that is very well deserved. And so I love all of your gift giving ideas and I think that they're brilliant.
I appreciate that. I like giving gifts. And so I'm going to throw in my recipe hat in the ring here of my favorite one. You're going to go to a bunch of parties around the holidays and you want to bring something that's going to be a gift of flavor at that party. I am a huge chicken wings fan.
Yes.
So we have a recipe called Buffalo Chicken Rolls. I haven't made these in a while, but when you said favorite recipe, I was like, "What
is that?" Is your favorite? That is the ones where you roll. Yep, they're chicken, and they have buffalo sauce on them, and then you roll up some blue cheese inside of them. Stick a little. Yep, we've done that. Stick a little toothpick through them and bake them. They are amazing.
Yeah, so you take the chicken tenders, you literally put them between some parchment paper, and this is the fun part: is you use a meat tenderizing hammer and you pound them down flat, and then you actually roll up the blue cheese crumbles in it, and then you dip this goodness from heaven into melted butter and basically like Frank's Red Hot, which is a clean, sauce. You can use other ones if you want to. We use like the Siete brand or whatever.
Yeah.
But you dip them into buffalo sauce with melted butter, and then you broil these or grill them or whatever you want to do, whatever your preferred. In fact, now that I think about this, I'm going to put these on the Traeger and smoke these things. And then if you want to add, some extra flavor, I've even done it before where then I take romaine lettuce and put a layer of like blue cheese dressing on there and then roll the chicken wrap up in like romaine lettuce and blue cheese. I'm just salivating thinking about this. Yeah,
well, that concludes this episode as we're going to go eat
these. We're
going
to go eat these.
Right.
But just there's so many good recipes. And I think that as Max Living patients, sometimes people don't understand the resources available to them through Max Living and how Max Living has really created an entire category in lifestyle and health that they have solutions for so many different things, from recipes, workouts, gifting someone the Max T3 workout series. Like if you want to, give a neat gift, that's another cool one. There's so many neat ways to gift people health. And, I know that we sound kind of obsessive about this today but here's the reality is all of the things, think about all of the things that people, like we have kids, all the toys that people have brought our children for birthday parties. And listen, it was generous, it was kind, it was whatever, but like everybody leaves, you're like, where are we putting all this stuff?
Right.
What do we like?
100%.
The toys broken 2 weeks later and it was a nice gesture and it was kind. But like when it comes to your own children, your friends' children, think about if you could do something right now that would profoundly impact the health of your kids or your brother or your sister's children or your neighbor's children. If you could do something that would profoundly impact a child's health for the rest of their life.
Yes.
Is that something you'd want to do? And if the answer is yes, then chiropractic care, Max Living, your kids, the nutrition, supplementation, these things are huge. We had a friend just the other day, a doctor telling us that he had a guy say, this year, we're not buying tons of presents. Kids each get one present. But what we're doing is we're taking that money, we're spending it on metabolic testing, and we're going to have all of our family tested so we can see what their health actually looks like so that we can start working on our health going forward. I just thought that was super profound. So
it's amazing.
Just some great ideas for the season. Talk to your Max Living doctor and find out if they have an event coming up. So many of them are doing community dinners and things like that you could bring friends and family members to so that you could share Max Living with them. We assume if you're a patient and you're listening to this podcast, that you're as passionate and on fire about the health and the healing that you're experiencing under Max Living care. Listen, I became a Max Living doctor because of how much Max Living doctors influenced me. And so I was on fire and passionate about it. So if that's you, then we want to help you share the health that you're experiencing with your friends and family. And so that's why we did this episode, is we can't think of a better gift that you could give your friends and family than health this holiday season.
Until next time, this was the Max Living Podcast. And these are your hosts, Ryan and Ashley Berlin.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Max Living Podcast. For more health tips and tricks, be sure to follow us on our social media at Max Living Official on Instagram and at Max Living on Facebook.